Dave, are you still with us, you poor guy?
Yes,
You've
I
had to
sure
wait.
am.
Okay, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, well, thanks for speaking with me. I've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I've been trying alternative treatments. So, to no excess, but it's still growing slowly. And the 4MU interested me very much as a last attempt before intervention. And unfortunately, it looks to me like a scam. I tried to order it on the website, and they don't take any conventional payments, and you send payments to Hong Kong. So my question is, have you found anybody that's actually got this stuff?
It's not a scam, sir. That place you got in contact with is called International Anti-Aging Systems.
Right.
They first operated out of the Channel Islands in the UK because the Channel Islands, believe it or not, are quasi-independent from Great Britain. Great Britain is in charge of the financial system and the defense system, but the Channel Islands are supposedly in charge of everything else that goes on, including selling 4MU. All right. Well, a certain federal agency in the United States put a whole ton of pressure on the British authorities, and the British authorities started giving all kinds of trouble to International Anti-Aging Systems. Plus, a certain federal agency appears to have influenced a lot of banks. And so for a while, they couldn't get a credit card issuer that they could work with. By the way, I've known these people for 30 years. I know their personnel. They're good people. They're just putting up with the same kind of regulatory stuff that people have to put up with if they're not selling patent medicines. So basically, they decided to move their whole shipping operation to Hong Kong because Hong Kong is the number one place in the world after Singapore, number two, I should say, for economic freedom. How do you like that? United States is number 25. Look it up. It's on the, you can put a country's economic freedom into your search engine, and up will come the list. I forget who does it. But Hong Kong and Singapore are number two. We're in the 25th freest country for economic freedom. So that's why they're shipping from Hong Kong, sir. And if you can somehow get payment to them, I do not.
There's the rub. They only accept check to pay and wire money to Hong Kong. So
that's all they can do right now.
That would make me very nervous.
It would make me very nervous, too. Sir, I'm glad you checked it out, but I know of people who have received shipments from Hong Kong.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'll just give you a little bit more information. I'm looking like I'm going to get into a study if this doesn't work for high-intensity focal rate.
Focused ultrasound.
What do you consider that as an alternative?
That's where I was sending folks, sir. Did you know that the equipment for that was made in Indianapolis, Indiana, and by the time it was, quote, approved, unquote, in these United States, there were 50 installations all around the world. I had to send people to Toronto to get this done.
Oh, that wouldn't be a bad trip.
No, it wouldn't.
This will be done in Florida, but it's for your information. It's also be done at Sloan Kettering and Mayo.
It's about time, isn't it? It's been out there for 30 years, and yet, even though the equipment was made in our free country, it couldn't be used in our free country until just very recently.
Yes. Well, just for completion of this, there is a downside to this. To be in the study requires 3 biopsies.
Well, you might look around at other HIFU installations then, sir, because not all of them require biopsies. Some of them will go with an MRI scan.
Well, most of them, the one that I'm dealing with is Sperling in Florida. Not to be part of the study. So, in other words, it'll cost you about $25,000.
Oh, I hear you. Okay.
So the biopsy's worth $25,000 is the real thought.
It's hard to say, sir.
Yes,
it's hard to say.
I know. I wasn't asking for an opinion. Well, that's all I had with you. So I thank you for the encouragement of 4MU.
Yeah. By the way, sir, just one other thing on point there. I was advised by an expert on translating, animal doses to weight doses, that if we take the dose that was used in the mouse model for human cancer, which has been used by researchers for years as a model for human cancer, they were using a giant dose, 450 milligrams per kilogram, which is a lot if you multiply that up to human weight. But the expert said, by the way, I was given the paper by the expert too, said, no, you don't multiply it by that much. You multiply it by this. And for a human adult, it comes out to around 16 grams a day total, which, by the way, is a lot of stuff. But if I had prostate cancer, I would just swallow 4 grams 4 times a day. It's safe material. And that's what I personally would do. But you've got to work with your doctor and decide what you need to do.
Okay, well, done for now, so thank you.
Okay. And thank you for calling, sir.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.